Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito and we're going to have a great time tonight talking with the jazz pianist Roy Merriweather. And we'll be talking about a live recording of his that has just come out. It's called Nubian Lady, live at the Magic Carpet. Now, Roy Merriweather is a native of Dayton, Ohio, a piano prodigy, and it's been said that Roy has the sound of a champion with thunder in his left hand and lightning in his right. Oh, yeah.
I'll never live that down, Ron.
Well, I tell you what, Roy, listening to this record, brother, you got both hands going on, okay?
Yeah, well, I do have that.
Yeah. Oh, my that man. Record. Yeah, so this was recorded live at the Magic Carpet in Dayton, Ohio, in March of 1973. Roy, you want to tell us how that came about and why it's coming out now?
Well, you know, this is re-released. I did it and put out Nubian Lady, just the Nubian Lady part of it. The original, one original song was Smooth Silver Soul, which I don't know why, but I didn't put it on that first record in 1973. And I recorded it that night because I'd had an album called Jesus Christ Superstar Goes Jazz, which the company folded, and I was getting demands for the album. So I did Nubian Lady that night just because I liked it, and then I did the Superstar with the next set because I was selling it on college concert tours. But the only thing that I traveled with in 73 was Nubian Lady. And so finally, you know, I got a call from Vermont about 5-6 years ago saying that he's playing the 22 minutes, you know, every night, this DJ, which blew me away. You know, I hadn't heard anything about it, so then it kind of came back to life. But last year, the one record, Nubian Lady, was on eBay for $1,000. And it was listed consistently for $400 or $500.
Oh, yeah.
This is last year. So that's the history of how it happened. And so Nature Sounds, which is a hip-hop label in Brooklyn, wanted to re-release Nubian Lady and add some things to it, which is what you have in pictures.
Well, we're glad you're getting some attention for this recording, Roy, because, man, I want to tell you, brother, you guys dug in on this stuff and we're not playing around.
Well, thank you very much, because I can tell you all the glitches in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a live recording. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, man, I listened to this record a bunch of times. I'll tell you, the thing that communicated to me was just the powerful rhythmic stuff that you get into. And, man, it's just like, let's put our soul into this.
Well, I did try to do that. And, I was glad to have Billy Jackson that spent 5 years on the road with Richard Grover Holmes.
Yeah, Billy Jackson on percussion and Bill Conway on bass, right?
He was with Cecil Taylor before he came to me. But, you know, I enjoyed his energy and his solo. So
right.
With that rhythm section that Billy had going, you know, I figured that it would make his, you know, avant-garde solos make sense. You know?
Yeah, I got you. Right.
I mean, but I should have said, they make them easier to follow, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, you know, you cats definitely had a distinctive sound going with that trio. Hey, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Magic Carpet up there in Dayton, Ohio, where this was recorded?
The Magic Carpet was on Sinclair Street. Sinclair Street used to be sort of the fruit market street in the 50s and 60s, I guess. And Fred Coates, who is a drummer, I guess he's gone now, but he had opened that club with his wife, new wife, who had been married to a doctor. Her name was Joanne Taylor. She married him. And they opened this club. And so I was playing Jilly's. I left Jilly's and went to the Magic Carpet and just walked in and told them I just wanted to set up and play something. And I took my own piano. I had a beautiful grand. And I brought that in there. And it had the back part of the stage. Fred Coates was very creative. He had cellophane up on. It would look nice. It looked okay when he did it, but it was mainly the only menu they had was my music, and it seemed to have really worked. And the club was like kind of a shotgun, but not too much shotgun, and it had like an L shape. With when you get to the back of the club where the stage is, there was a section to the left where people could sit also. And so and it was, you know, it was a fun place, and I could just play, you know, with no restrictions. You know, and so that's what I wanted to do when I went in there.
Hey, man, I just loved, of course, Nubian Lady, you know, the Kenny Barron composition. And I tell you what, man, here's that rainy day in Day by Day. Boy, you guys really do something with those. And then Me and Mrs. Jones.
You know, I met Mrs. Jones.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man, you got to tell us within discretion.
Mrs. Jones lived in Yellow Springs, so that's about...
I got it.
As far as I can go.
Yeah, anybody who knows that Billy Paul song knows what it's about. Oh, but boy,
Billy Paul, and when I played Detroit, I met Billy Paul. I say that respectfully. You know, it could not be for sure from what I know that is so.
Yeah, when I worked up at the Jazz Workshop in Boston in 1972-73, Billy Paul played the club, and of course, he did that song. And I tell you what, the other stuff on this, the version of Out of This World, the Harold Arlen, oh, man.
I thought that song pretty well.
Oh, yeah, Roy, I want to tell you, man, you kind of reminded me of, you know, you've been influenced by the gospel stuff. I know you played that as a young kid. But like a real two-handed piano player who really could dig in there rhythmically, and I forget what track, but boy, you're playing on the piano strings, the plucking of the piano strings.
I had the tambourine and the strings that I knew on Jungle Plum. It's like a whole other solo, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Bill Conway said he was so fascinated about me having the tambourine in the piano strings.
It really gave it an interesting sound, brother.
Yeah, it does sound very interesting. It sounds like a different instrument.
Yeah, it does, because, you know, I've heard Chick Corea and, you know, other people pluck the piano strings. But, yeah, when you started doing that, it sounded a little bit different, and it was like, well, that's got to be the piano strings. It was really cool. So I take it you like Kenny Barron, huh?
Well, yeah, I admire him. I don't follow him any more than I follow the other great.
Yeah, people. I understand, right.
I mean, I love his writing. I thought he wrote a great number with Nubian Lady. I heard about it. Yusuf Lateef.
Passed.
I guess Kenny was on piano. They also did Jungle Plum. My original influence when I was 17 was Oscar Peterson. He took me into improvisation. I asked the trumpet player named Bill Briggs when he was playing, Oscar was playing Chicago at Live at the London House. I said, is he ad-libbing? I was just fresh out of church, and Bill Briggs said, no, he's improvising. I said, oh, because I could follow him so well. So I said, I can do that. So then I started my journey, so to speak.
Well, I tell you what, Roy, we really appreciate you taking the time tonight to talk with us.
Ron, I appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you're enjoying it, and I thank you so much for giving me this time.
You're very welcome, Roy, and much love, and God bless you, brother, okay?
And yeah, same to you, Ron, same to you.
Okay. We've been in conversation with pianist and Dayton, Ohio native Roy Merriweather, talking about the double live album called Nubian Lady on the Nature Sounds record label. More about Roy Merriweather and the Nubian Lady release available on our website at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.